Milwaukee is facing a threat to safe drinking water and a possible tool to detect the problem. The water crisis in Flint, Michigan, informed the world that old lead pipes in countless cities are deteriorating, including in Milwaukee's older homes. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz met researchers here who think their work will help detect even trace amounts of lead in water. She takes us to their lab in the Walker's Point neighborhood.
A PhD student bends over a sun-drenched table in Milwaukee's Global Water Center.
My Chinese name is Gui Hua Zhou.
In English, her first name is Rose, and the view outside her laboratory is stunning. But I would bet Rose, along with five fellow students, have spent little time admiring the outside world. They've dedicated 3 years of their lives developing a sensor that can detect lead. Rose demonstrates by extracting a drop of water from a vial and releasing it onto a wafer-thin sensor. I wager it would take 10 sensors to fill the surface of a dime. The water contains lead.
I drop the concentration of the lead ion solution.
Rose glances at the sensor's reaction on a computer screen. The lead causes a spike on the graph. Mechanical engineering researcher Jun Hong Chen says while nobody wants to see lead in water, he's glad his sensor works.
That's what you typically would hope to see. When you have lead, you would have a step change. And if you have a high concentration, you hopefully see a larger signal proportional to your lead concentration.
There's a lot of science involved. For instance, the key ingredient is graphene. If you could see its chemical structure, it looks like a delicate honeycomb.
The graphene-based material really enables this type of detection, but there's also gold.
Chen says graphene is sensitive to any change in its environment, for example, when lead is introduced. Yet he wasn't thinking about lead when he first started experimenting. He was working on a way to detect early-stage cancer. That was 2010.
It worked out really well. So we published the results, and we also filed a patent. And the patent was recently allowed and in the process of being issued.
Chen says companies, including A.O. Smith, urged him to apply his findings to detecting lead.
Everybody is saying, you know, if we can detect lead quickly and, you know, at low cost, there's a lot of market demand. So that's way before the Flint water crisis.
The National Science Foundation fueled action with funding. Chen says he's now close to releasing a handheld device. The prototype resembles a garage door opener with a screen.
You put a drop of water in the cavity here and then turn on the power. It shows you the lead concentration.
Where's a scenario where that would be useful?
In our houses. So I wanted to see if there's any lead from my faucet. So I would collect a small volume of water from my tap and put it into my device, and it will show you the concentration of lead right away. If it's safe, the green light would turn on. If it's unsafe, the red light would turn on. And if it's borderline, you have yellow light. But in the meantime, it should also display the actual concentration of the lead.
Chen says people might eventually be able to install a version of his sensor inside a faucet or water meter. Those chips could relay alerts on your iPhone or computer.
And we should integrate this technology into this next generation infrastructure. Integrate these sensors into our water distribution pipelines, then we would be able to monitor this water quality continuously in front of a computer, for example.
What others would have to determine is the remedy to lead in the water. As for Chen, he predicts it will be relatively easy to tweak his technology to pick up other contaminants such as mercury and bacteria. He admits this water quality mission could consume the rest of his professional life. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.